about 6 minutes after nine. Good morning. I'm Dick Cole. Good to have you with us. Lots of great music ahead. So,
if you live in Western North Carolina, chances are you know this voice.
In this first hour, with a concerto for lots of instruments by Giovanni Battista Sammartini.
For the past three decades, music director Dick Cole has hosted Morning Classical Music, just one of his many jobs here at Blue Ridge Public Radio. But before we talk about his career in public radio, a bit of background. Dick is a true Asheville native in this town full of tourists. His career in music began early with violin lessons and later trumpet. He graduated from Asheville High School, majored in music in college, earning a master's degree in music education from Western Carolina University. He returned to Asheville in the late 1970s. As he describes in a presentation recorded during an Asheville history event hosted by the Pack Library last August.
Landed my dream job, selling guitar strings and picks at a music store in the Asheville Mall. Fortunately, after a short time, I was lured away by one of the most creative people I've ever worked with, who offered me at least a 50% cut in pay. It's Howard Hanger.
My name is Howard Hanger, and years ago, I had a band called the Howard Hanger Jazz Fantasy. Somebody told me about this guy named Dick Cole. And he played flugelhorn and trumpet, and he played in the Asheville Symphony and some other symphonies around. I thought, okay, well, he's got to be pretty good, but I wonder if he can do jazz, wonder if he can improvise. So I asked where he could be found. I found him, and we got together, made a little music, and I thought, okay, this is going
to
work.
Howard just happened to have a copy of the band's only album on hand, and we just happened to have a turntable.
He really just added so much to it, and it changed the kinds of music that we're writing and that we're playing. All of us went on stage would all wear white tuxes and with big top hats. We wanted to look like Alice in Wonderland because it was a fantasy, you know, and that was the idea. We played all over the place, and it was good. We didn't get rich, but we sure had a good time.
And when asked if there were any stories to share.
I went over to his house early on, just, I don't know if he invited me over there for drinks or whatever, but went over there and he said, you want to hear some music? And I said, sure, what's your favorite artist? And he said, Frank Zappa. And Dick is this mild-mannered fellow, you know, very, you know, if you didn't know him better, you'd think he was, you know, like a very quiet a counselor, you know, but Zappa freak. So I knew I loved him all automatically when I heard that.
And so she wandered through the doorway.
During that time, Dick would swing by what was then a fledgling WCQS to inquire about an opening.
Which he was then a traveling musician and had no time to actually do a job, but he was interested. So as he will tell it, I turned him down.
That's program director Barbara Sayer.
He came here and was hired when we advertised for both a music director and a news director at the same time. It was a really exciting time for us. We were still a very small station.
Our music director, Dick Cole, will offer you a listen to a new compact disc recording of Gustav Mahler's Seventh Symphony, performed by the Chicago Symphony. It's an evening of good listening at WCQS, a cold evening as well.
We needed someone who knew about music and art and knew about not just the Asheville community, but about Western North Carolina, and Dick really fit the bill.
Dick showed up in the spring of 1986.
That's classical music host Chip Kaufman.
But when he came in, they put him on in the evenings, you know, breaking him in.
About 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, we'll be listening next to the music of Saint-Saëns.
And then they decided, and rightfully so, that he's the music director. So he should have a primetime slot. So he then came in to do the morning shifts, and then he was on, and that's how his career began.
We hear the music of Camille Saint-Saëns, his Piano Concerto number 1 in D major, opus 17.
One of the major things about Dick, I mean, he's such a skilled individual. He announces, he did interviews, he was a tech guy, he records the symphonies, he juggled so many hats. And, you know, it was kind of a crime to call him the music director because he had to do so many other things. And he did them all well.
This is the Jupiter Symphony, the Symphony number 41 in C major.
I first met Dick Cole on the radio. As a faculty member coming down from Pittsburgh, I would put on CQS while I was living here on campus in the summers and hear his voice and hear the music. My name is Jason Posnock. I'm the Director of Artistic Planning and Educational Programs at the Brevard Music Center. Dick Cole, I'm not sure if you know, is a Brevard alum, and he was here as a student, and I think that began a lifelong connection to the Brevard Music Center.
When you arrive in Brevard, North Carolina, there's no escaping that there's music in these mountains.
We worked together to partner with WDAV Radio in Davidson to develop what is now Open Air Brevard.
Welcome to Open Air Brevard. I'm Frank Dominguez of WDAV with my colleague, Dick Cole of WCQS.
It's really been wonderful to turn our performances into polished, produced radio programs.
And in case you're wondering, yep, there's a Dick Cole story at Brevard.
Hosting our chamber concerts, certainly one of the big things he's done here. I was reminded of one of my favorite moments in those concerts where when he would introduce the concert at the beginning, he, of course, always asks everybody to shut their cell phones off. And one of the times he did this, he pulled out his cell phone and said, "I have a new app. It's the Cell Phone Finder app, and I will find you if your cell phone is on." And he held the cell phone up, and I kind of looked around, and boy, everybody really started shutting their cell phone off, and then finally copped to the fact that no such app existed.
Great sense of humor, tons of talent, not enough time to say it all.
I think more than anything, and I really mean this, more than anyone who's ever worked here, Dick has always believed most in the mission of public broadcasting and really upheld that as a standard. And in addition to that, he has always, more than anyone else, believed in the transformative power of music and art.
We all wish Dick the best of luck and happiness in whatever new chapter he decides to write for himself in the future.
Thank you for your support, and thank you for listening.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from...